9K. Corey's party.
Answer the questions in Finnish.
Hi, guys.
Hiya. Hey, Jack. Did you see this guy, Corey, on TV last night?
No, I missed that. Corey who?
Corey Worthington. He's that Aussie from Melbourne who advertised his party using text messages and the internet, and 500 people turned up.
Oh, yeah. 16 years old, right? Apprentice carpenter or something.
Yeah, him. Well, I was just saying to Oscar that you've got to admire a guy like that. One week he's working on a building site, just a normal bloke, and 2 weeks later he's world famous. He's even got an agent.
An agent?
Uh-huh. He's teaching him how to be a DJ, handles his bookings for all the parties Corey's going to organise, because our man Corey is now in the events business, and he's getting paid to throw parties.
Way to go.
Well, I don't see what's so great about that. I mean, all that damage his party caused to his parents' house, and the threatening the neighbours. The police had to be called, Caitlin. Helicopters, dogs, chaos in the street. And now he gets, what, rewarded for behaving like that? Didn't you think that's just wrong? And you should have seen him last night, Jack. No shirt, those stupid yellow sunglasses. And he refuses to apologise to anybody. Nah, he's just an arrogant creep.
What does he have to apologise for? Did he personally cause any damage to his parents' house? What's wrong with having some fun? It got a bit out of hand, that's all. Instead of complaining and calling the police, those neighbours should have joined the party. But that's old people for you, always moaning about everything.
You've got to be joking, right? He promised his parents that he wouldn't have a party while they were gone. And then, after causing all that trouble, this attitude, like he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, his agent says that Corey's, what was it? Loathed by older people and adored by the younger generation.
Well, I don't adore him. Stupid, awful, arrogant.
Well, in a way, he's the first, though, isn't he? The first one to have one of these, what you call them, internet parties. I mean, after Corey, everybody knows that to put your address and a party invitation on the internet is a stupid idea.
Yeah, so in a way, he's done everyone a favour. And he's using this chance to get himself a job doing something he really likes doing. I mean, it's got to be more fun arranging parties than sweating your days on a building site, right?
Right.
I don't know. I think arranging big parties is a job maybe a little more difficult than having a party yourself. Do you think his clients are going to be happy when their houses get trashed? Or when the police show up?
Yeah, good point. I wonder if he would still do...